Ashram Podcast. So it is another solo episode, and I read one of your reviews in iTunes, and you guys recommended for my solo episodes to be a little bit longer. And so we're going to try to bring this one out past the 30-minute mark. We'll see. It is currently 9:30 p.m., so I know when it hits 10 o'clock, I got to keep going. But I do think I'll have quite a bit of content today because I am going to be going over my favorites of 2018. I have fashion, beauty, business, and some other fun little things to go along with it. I haven't done a favorites video on YouTube in so long, but I thought this would be fun because, for one, I don't have to bring out all of these products from the woodwork. Some of them I don't even have with me. I left them at college, but I can just talk about them and not have to show you guys. But of course, if you're interested, I'm going to have them all listed out in the description box. No, this isn't a YouTube video. In the show notes on hannahashton.com, so you can check that out. And also, I know this is going up a few days late. I also thought I would tell you guys a little bit about my Christmas and how that's been. So Christmas was good. I actually went down to Florida with my family. We have some family down there, my aunt and uncle. And so we went, it's around Jacksonville, Florida. So we went down there for a week and it was nice and warm. Didn't feel like Christmas weather-wise, but it was nice to be with family and to hang out there. And I loved the warm weather, the sun, the palm trees, the beach. Like, that was amazing. It was the refreshing. It was a refresher, which I very much needed. And now I'm back in Tennessee and it's very gloomy, but I have one more week of break and then I head back to Nashville to school on January 6th. So I know this was supposed to go up Friday, but I was still at the beach then, and honestly, I forgot all about there being a podcast episode going up last week. And so I got home earlier today and I decided, you know what, Hannah, don't skip this week. Why not do a fun episode? Film it tonight. You have some energy since you slept all day in the car ride home. And why don't you record an episode and put it up before the new year? So that's what we're going to do. Oh, I didn't even say what else I was going to go over in this podcast. Okay. I've never done a podcast at night, guys, so I'm sorry if I'm a little bit all over the place. I'm like already in my pajamas. My face is washed. Yeah, this is how it's going. So along with talking about my 2018 favorites, I'm going to mention my 2019 resolutions at the end. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned. I just scribbled some down today. I'll probably tweak them a little bit, make them a little bit more specific, add some more, take some away, whatever. Before I start implementing them. And in case you guys don't follow along with my YouTube channel, you probably do if you know this podcast, but if you don't, I'm Hannah Ashton on YouTube as well. And on there in January, I'm doing a series called Dream It, Achieve It. And every 3 days in January, I'm uploading a new video to help you achieve your goals, dream big, how to actually plan out your goals and your resolutions to achieve them in 2019. And I'm planning content like that like crazy. I'm trying to film a lot while I'm home because I know when I start my new classes in a few weeks, it's going to get crazy. So I'm trying to do a lot of planning, some filming here, even though we're in pretty tight spaces because my family is moving soon. We're moving in a few months, so right now they're living in an apartment until we move to our new house, which is also going to be so fun in February and in the new year. I'm so excited for it. You guys are going to love my room, my new office area in my room, my bathroom, my closet. Like, I honestly can't wait. And so there will definitely be room tours, but anyway, that's very much distant than what I was going to talk about in this episode. Yeah, so that's a little recap on everything. I don't really know what I'm doing for New Year's yet. I definitely want to hang out with my boyfriend Joshua. We wanted to hang out with my roommate Skylar and her boyfriend. We'll see if that still works out. We don't know if we want to go out and go to like a ball drop or somewhere. We're obviously not 21, so can't get into any fun like rooftop bars or parties or anything. So our choices are limited, but we thought we may just chill and hang out at someone's house or go to like a ball dropping in either, you know, our little town or whatever. So we will figure that out. But if you guys have any cool New Year's plans or ideas, let a girl know. I'm trying to figure out if I'm like have the energy to go do something fun on New Year's or to just stay home and chill and maybe bake some healthy snacks, because now that like the holidays are over, I just feel so gross, and I always feel like this when I overindulge, and I was just eating sweets that I didn't even want to eat. There would be a gingerbread cookie that I made sitting out, and I don't even love gingerbread cookies. Like, give me a chocolate chip cookie any day, but I don't even love them, but I was still eating them just because I was like, oh, it's Christmas, so gotta eat some. So we're over that now. I honestly really like the week between Christmas and New Year's. I think it's a great way to kind of chill and also reset yourself. Last year at this time, I started doing my bar classes, which I love. So I've now been doing bar for about a year, only taking a few months off here and there. I absolutely love bar, guys. It's my favorite way to work out. It's like a 55-minute class. I feel stretched and I feel toned afterwards. My body will be like shaking every time. It's definitely not cardio, but it definitely is strength training. And my friend and I, Taylor, she still does it too. We've toned up so much over the past year through bar. Like, even after the first 2 months of doing it, by March, I was getting compliments from my family, people at school, telling me, wow, Hannah, like, I can definitely tell you've been working out and eating healthy and taking care of yourself. And that just means so much because I do try so hard to take care of myself. So when other people notice it, it's always a fun time. So anyway, I really do like the week between Christmas and New Year's because we're all still off of school and, you know, just kind of figuring out what you want for the year and getting ready to go back. I love being home. I really do. I love seeing my friends. I love being with my family, but I also love being in a routine, as you guys know. And so I am excited to get back to Nashville to have my own space again. I really got used to living on my own and being very like used to living in Nashville where there was all the different workout classes I could go to. I could walk to a coffee shop, and that's just not the way it is here at home right now. So I'm excited to get back to that aspect of life. Of my lifestyle, I don't really know if I'm excited to go back to classes, but I am excited to go back to school as a whole. So, and see my roommates. I miss them. Okay. I don't know why I'm out of breath right now. We're going to take a quick sip of water, and then we're going to dive deep into all that is my 2018 favorites. I hope I'm not waking up anyone in my family. Like I said, this apartment's pretty small, and I'm just sitting on my bed, and my back's starting to hurt because I'm, like, slouched over, but whatever. Okay. Okay. Hopefully that sip wasn't too loud. I have my new Beats headphones on, so, like, they're noise-canceling, so I can't even really hear how loud I am, but I don't know if the speaker's going through them. Like, I don't really know what's going on. Anyway. Okay. So we're going to start with my beauty favorites. I love talking about this kind of stuff we're gonna get into it in a second, I swear, but I also wanted to say I'm excited for this podcast in the new year because I'm taking it in a little bit of a different direction than how I started it in 2018. And at the beginning, this podcast was more of like tactical advice for young business owners, for women in business, how to do content marketing, how to scale your business, that kind of thing. And I'm kind of changing it into more like a lifestyle podcast, like how I do on my YouTube, still interviewing influential women and some men, and sharing their stories, their businesses, their lives. But I also love doing these solo episodes and episodes with friends where they're more chill and we just kind of chat and I just tell you about my week and my month, because I like listening to both types of podcasts. I like listening to very tactical things that I can apply to my life and just like chill, fun, sit back, listen, whatever. So I'm trying to offer both aspects in this podcast this year, and I'm still planning on uploading every Friday. So get excited. Okay. Now, going to take a deep breath. Let's get into my beauty 2018 favorites, all-time favorites. Okay, first we have a skincare product, a line actually. It is Rodan and Fields. If you don't know them, they are two amazing woman doctors who created their own skincare line years ago. And they now do, what is it called? Is it Consulting? I don't know. It's kind of like Mary Kay, if you've heard of them, or Arbonne, where consultants, so like you can sign up and sell their products. And so my mom and I sell their products. Actually, my mom sells it more than I do, but she has an account for me set up. And so you can buy through me or through her if you're interested. I'll have all information in the show notes. But my skin, guys, has never looked better. I actually use the blue colored regimen. They have different lines. I use the blue, which is actually the anti-aging, but they recommend everyone using that at some point. They recommend it for anyone. And it has a few different steps in it. I do toner and AM moisturizer in the morning. And then at night I do a little bit more. I do their cleansing mask. It's amazing. It exfoliates a little bit, but it's also great if you have sensitive skin. It's just so good. All their stuff is unscented too, which I enjoy because sometimes scented stuff breaks me out. So love the fact that it's unscented and very clean feeling, not too heavy at all. So at night I do the cleanser, then I do the toner, and then they actually, I just started implementing a few months ago their microderm tool. So you'll see it in my night routine on my YouTube channel. It's basically like this little needle round, like needle, it's like a jade roller, but with little tiny needles that don't hurt unless you press too hard on your skin. So don't worry. I hate needles. I hate shots. You can ask anyone. Oh my gosh, I hate them. I can't even talk about it. But this does not hurt. It's like you don't even feel it. And you roll it across your face and it evens out your skin. And I had these bumps on my cheeks for so long. I had such uneven skin. I had a few scars from acne and my pores were just very enlarged. And literally a few weeks after using this tool, those bumps on my cheek, gone. Like my makeup was finally applying, it was applying smoothly. It looked amazing. Love it. And then I used this serum. Replenishing serum that really, like, if you have rosacea, if you have big pores, if you have acne, like, it works on everything and it just, like, blurs your skin. And then I use their PM, their nighttime moisturizer, and then I go to bed. I also love their new makeup that came out. It's kind of like a foundation, more like a tinted moisturizer, but also like its own special thing. It actually also helps improve your skin. So it has aspects of their skincare line in this makeup. And so my skin feels amazing when I put it on. Again, it's my favorite foundation I've ever used. Love it. Love the brush that comes with it. And then I also love their eyelash serum. Holy cow, guys. My eyelashes have never been this long. At the beginning of the year, I was thinking about getting eyelash extensions. I started using this. Now my eyelashes are so long that I don't apply it anymore. I'll apply it maybe once a month because I'm really happy with how they look. So yes, love their products if you're interested. They are on the pricier side, but definitely worth it if you're looking to invest in skincare in whatever. Okay. Going on to some makeup, the L'Oreal Lash Paradise Mascara. I'm now on my third tube. And guys, I used to be really into makeup. I've kind of gone out of it. I go through waves. Like, I'll want to buy tons of new products and then I'll be like, I don't want to ever buy makeup. Like, what I have is enough. Right now, I'm in the feeling of buying new makeup. Like, yesterday, I was at Sephora and bought two new products and it was a very fun time. But anyway, so over the past year, this is the only mascara I used. I used the waterproof one, and then I've used the regular one. It is the best. I love it. Recommend it to all my friends. They use it now. It's the Pink Tube L'Oreal Lash Paradise Mascara. It's like $8. Amazing. Another makeup product I got about a year and a half ago, and it's still the one I use every day, is the Tarte eyeshadow palette called Tartlet in Bloom. This fall, I bought their Tartlet Toasted palette. It's more of a fall, warm, orangier shades, and I like it, especially for fall, but I find myself still going back to the In Bloom palette, which kind of is like, Hannah, why did you buy the other one? Oh, well, you knew you loved the first one. I use the darker shades. It has great shimmers, great mattes. I use the gold in there all over my lid. I've hit pan on the bottom. I use it so much. I like using the darker shades as eyeliner, as eyebrow powder, whatever, like, it's just amazing. If I could just have one eyeshadow palette for the rest of my life, it would be this one. A product that I recently have used about this month, yeah, I bought it at the beginning of December, is the Fake Bake Self Tanner. Okay, guys, to be honest, I never thought I needed a tanner. I'm half Puerto Rican, and so even though my skin gets very dark in the summer. In the winter, it's just kind of like, it's not super pale, but I'm not tan. I always thought, I'm half Puerto Rican. I don't need to use fake tanner. Like, everyone always says, oh, I wish I had your skin in the winter because you still look tan. But Skylar, my roommate, got this back a few months ago in like October. She started using it. She always smelled amazing because it smells like coconut. She looked amazing. And I always thought fake tanner kind of made people look orange, or I don't know. I was just always so skeptical about it. And then I saw hers and she looked so nice and glowy, so tan. It was so natural looking. And so when I came back home, I bought it at Ulta. It was like under $40, I would say. And I started using it and I love it. I feel so, 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 so good. Yeah, it's very natural looking. It really looks like how I look when I get tan in the summer. I got the one in the white bottle with the gold the gold cap. So it's kind of just like a medium shade, and you just kind of apply however much you want till you get the desired shade you want. And so I think I'm just going to apply it probably once a week, probably Sunday nights after I shower and exfoliate, do the whole routine. And yeah, guys, I've used it on my face too, and it hasn't broken me out. It makes my skin actually feel really good on my face. Yeah, I love it. If you're looking for a good at-home hair dye, I dyed my hair for the first time by myself back in October, I believe, and I got the Madison Reed hair dye. I love it because I think it's sulfate-free or it's chemical-free, and it's $25 at Ulta. It was amazing. I got the second to darkest shade or third to darkest shade. It was just a brunette shade because I wanted to get rid of the highlights that kind of got in my hair through the sun over the summer. So this fall I did it just like to match my natural hair color on top of my head, and it worked amazing. I never want to pay for a trip to the hair salon again unless I'm doing something very drastic. But if I'm just getting a little touch up or whatever, I want to go a little bit darker, I am going to just pay the $25 versus like $150 and do it myself. It was so easy to do. I loved it. I think I may go a little bit darker, closer to black, but not fully black, just like a very dark, dark brown this winter. I keep going back and forth, but yes, if you're looking for one, it's at Ulta, Madison Reed. Okay. Other hair products I've been loving from Drybar. I honestly love using these products just because they smell like Drybar, and Drybar is such an awesome experience. If you don't know what it is, it's basically a hair salon where you just get blowouts, and so they'll wash your hair, they'll blow dry it, they'll curl it, they'll straighten it, they'll do whatever, they make it look amazing without cutting it or coloring it. And recently they got in a little scandal. I don't really know how that's going, but I think it was definitely an employee's fault, not the corporation's fault, and so I still like their products. I use their hairspray now. I like their product, what's it called? It's not their dry shampoo, but it kind of also works as a dry shampoo. It's like a touch up. I don't know. It's in the blue bottle. Anyway, any of their products you'll probably love. I also got their curling wand, which is super cute. You definitely don't have to have the Drybar curling wand. It works like any curling wand, but I just like it. So yeah, they have definitely been a fan for my hair this year. This has been a shower favorite for years. It is the Lush Rose Jam, shower gel. It is limited edition at Lush. They only sell it around the Christmas time, so if you have a Lush near you, like, go pick it up, order it online, whatever you need to do, because it'll probably go away soon. But it could be used year round. It smells just like roses and amazingness. It is one of the only shower gels I have ever used that I can actually smell it on my skin once I'm out of the shower. A fan favorite from the beginning of my Lush obsession years ago. Last beauty favorite is my Primally Pure deodorant. Primally Pure is a company that I actually met at a convention at the workshop, like its workshop I spoke at back in February. They reached out to me, offered me to try some products. I loved them. They sent me some more products, loved them. I signed up for their affiliate program, and they also helped sponsor my recent event with their lip balms. They gave lip balms for my goodie bags. So I am a huge Primally Pure girl. I love their products, and their deodorant is the only natural deodorant that actually works on me. I don't sweat throughout the day unless I work out, of course. With this, it's toxin free. It won't clog your sweat glands, your pores that are actually need that. Anyway, just read into aluminum in deodorant. It's actually quite toxic. But Primally Pure has great deodorants that are affordable. They smell great. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. Now, we are going to get into a few of my fashion favorites. I think my style has really improved over the year. I don't know. It does every year. Like, I kind of change. I ebb and flow, but I always like black, white, gray, suede, tan, mauve, pretty neutral colors. But I definitely tried out some new trends this year, which was fun. But this coming into 2019, I want to be a little bit more chill. I want to be more specific with my style and really condense my closet down to the key pieces I want. Being in college also made me realize that I don't need a ton of clothes. I just need really good clothes that I like and that look good on me. And especially now, since I can choose an outfit every day, which since I wore a uniform in high school, like, that has been great. I've really kind of discovered my style more, that I've gotten more of a chance to try out new looks. Anyway, first fashion favorite is platform sneakers. I have the Vince Cameo, I'm pretty sure, the Vince platform sneakers that were actually my mom's, and I love them so much. She gave them to me recently. I wear these every day. They're amazing. I also got some from Zara over the summer. I just think I'm 5'3", and so I like a little bit of a heel without wearing a heel. So I love platform sneakers. They're so comfy, great for wearing around campus. I also have had my go-to pair of black booties I got back in September from Urban Outfitters. They are phenomenal. I have worn them almost every day in the winter. They're so warm. They look so good. They make your legs look so good, and they are so easy to walk in and actually really comfortable. Another favorite I've been wearing is denim jackets as a whole. I've had like 3 over the past year, and I've just realized I've worn them all the time. My recent addition to my denim jacket collection has been a distressed oversized light denim jacket, which I always see girls on Belmont wearing, and so I got one for Christmas, yay, and I'm excited to wear it. Okay, simple gold jewelry I have been wearing. For my 18th birthday, I got a really nice gold ring for my family, and that was, like, I love it. I wear it every single day. And then for our 1 year, my boyfriend got me a dainty gold necklace, and then for Christmas, he just got me matching dainty gold earrings. So I just love dainty gold jewelry, stuff I can wear every day that looks good with anything. That is the jewelry I am about. And then my last fashion favorite has been a recent one for the fall and winter. That is long coats. I now own like 3. I get so many compliments on them in my Instagram and when I wear them out. The ones I have are from Just Fab. They're actually great quality, very inexpensive, and yeah, I love them. You look like a boss. It's great. Okay, time for a sip of water before I get into the last 2 categories of my favorites. Yeah, that's what we're doing. I don't think people realize how exhausting it is to actually talk for like an hour straight, but it is, and your throat gets very parched. Okay, now let's go into business. I just have a few things that have really helped me with my business mindset and my business itself this year. One is Every Dollar. This is a budgeting website, and they also have an app. It's owned by Dave Ramsey. I actually drove by his offices a few times in Nashville, fun fact, very cool. But yeah, he's like the king of saving money and budgeting. My parents love his books. Everyone loves his books. So it's Every Dollar is what I use to track my spending. It's a free website, and it's a great way to track what you spend, see how much you make, see where your money goes, budget. It's what I use, and it's awesome. Simplecast is now where I host my podcast after going through SoundCloud, then Buzzsprout, then I think I even did another podcast host. I finally found the podcast host that I think I'm going to be sticking with this year, which is Simplecast, in case you were wondering. So they have definitely helped with everything. The Every Girl blog is the only blog I read. I definitely do not follow a lot of bloggers. I follow them on Instagram, but I never read their blogs. I'm more of a podcast, video, YouTube girl. But the Every Girl has a bunch of different bloggers contribute, so it's not just one person, it's an entire brand, and I always find an article to read there. I check it like every week. Yeah, whenever I'm bored in class, on the rare occasion, you know, I decide to, you know, do my own little thing, I'll check the blog, and it's just inspiring. And then lastly, for business, something that has helped me plan out my event and also plan out my YouTube channel, plan out my podcast, organize my life is Trello.com. I want to partner with them for a video or partner with them for this podcast because I just use it all the time. I use it to plan out everything, and I love it that I can check it from my app. I can check it on my computer, and it's just great. Okay. Now for the fun side of this, I thought I would talk about my 3 top favorite shows of the year. I am a Netflix girl I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I am a Netflix girl, basically. I usually watch Netflix a little bit before bed every night, especially on breaks like I am now. When I'm really busy and stressed and I don't get to bed, like into bed till 10:30, 11, I won't. But if I get into bed at like 9:30, 10, I'll watch a 30, 40 minute episode. So, and that's on like when I'm in school. When I'm not in school, I'll watch like 3 or 4 episodes a night, especially because of the recent show obsession. But I'll tell you about that last. Okay, so senior year of high school, I started Friends. Like the first week of school, I started the show. And then I finished it the day I graduated. So Friends was like my senior year show. I hadn't watched it yet till senior year. And so I graduated in June. So the first half of the first, what am I saying? The first half of 2018, it was definitely Friends. And then once that was done, I was like, okay, I need a new show for the summer. And I started the iconic Sex and the City. I didn't really know what to expect from the show. I only really knew about the movies. And then I checked Amazon Prime and the Prime Video and realized they had the show. And I was like, what the heck? So I watched that literally all summer, finished it right before I went to college. And actually right before I went to college, like the week before, we went to New York again to visit family and to just hang out. And so it was really cool to visit New York City right after finishing Sex and the City and see all the iconic places that I now recognize from the show. So I love that show, guys. It is hilarious. I mean, laughing out loud. Definitely more for mature audiences, I would say, but so funny. And yeah, it just made me want to spend a ton of money on clothes, which is not healthy. I also recently this past fall, I watched the first movie and I still need to watch the second movie, but I don't want to because I don't want to not have new Sex and the City content, but I should probably just watch the movie and get it over with. But yeah, then throughout the fall I was kind of watching, dibbling in some different shows. Didn't find anything that really stuck. If you guys can tell the trend though, I can only watch one show at a time. Like I usually can't go back and forth between multiple TV shows. I like have to stick to one. So right after Thanksgiving, Skylar, my roommate, she's getting a lot of shout outs in this podcast. Anyway, she recommended the show Reign, R-E-I-G-N, which is an older show. I think I knew some people in high school that watched it. Some like older students would watch it in high school, that kind of thing. So it definitely is an older show, but I started watching it. It's not like any show I've ever watched before. It is about Mary Queen of Scots. So if you like The Crown, Downton Abbey, it's kind of like that. I haven't watched those shows because I normally don't watch historical shows or dramas. I am definitely, if you can't tell by the first two favorite shows, Friends and Sex and the City, I am definitely a low-key, funny, cute, romantic comedy type of showgirl, like New Girl, The Mindy Project, Jane the Virgin, like those are my top shows. So Reign is something very different than what I normally watch. It is a little too violent for me, so I skip a lot of the violent scenes, but that's okay. We just do the little 10-second fast forward. And so I wasn't really sure how I was going to like this, but the storyline really got me. It's very female focused, which I love. Also very sad, of course, about, you know, that period of time and how women were treated at that time. But it also is very empowering of how they still like push through. So if you like history, I don't know how historically accurate it is, but it is cool to just like be immersed in that time period. And if you like shows with romance, mystery, politics, violence, then you will like it. So that is the show. I'm gonna start watching it once I finish this episode. I will lay down and watch it. It's so good. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so those were all of my 2018 favorites. We're about at 30 minutes now, so that's good. Now to finish it up, I thought I would talk about my 2019 resolutions with you guys. Like I said, they may change a little. I may polish them up a little before securing them in my big book of dreams as specifics. But here, let me get my list. I wrote these in a new book I got, which is the 52 Lists Project, A Year of Weekly Journaling Inspiration. You guys have probably heard or seen this book somewhere or one of its other books. I think she has like he or her, whoever the author is, Maria Seal. I think it's a girl. They have a lot of these like list books, the 52 lists. But this one just seems really cool to me. You basically write a list every week of the year, and it all has something to do with bettering yourself, discovering yourself, all of that. So the first one was for January, of course, list your goals and dreams for this year. So like, perfect. I'll start brainstorming here. Okay, let's get started. So my first goal, resolution, whatever you want to call it, is grow my relationship with God through frequently attending church, giving, and doing my devotions, etc. I have gotten a lot of requests to do more faith-related videos in 2019, so I definitely want to do that for you guys, talk about the devotions I've been reading. I don't know, just kind of be more relatable in that regard and talk about that aspect of my life. So that was at the top of my list, is every year I just want to grow closer to him. My second one, I write this every year, I swear, and I need to actually do it. It is to learn more Spanish. Like I said, I'm half Puerto Rican, but I don't know any Spanish. This year I actually want to learn some because I am studying abroad in Costa Rica in May. Yes, for 3 weeks, and it would definitely help if I knew even like basic Spanish. So we're gonna put those 2 years of elementary Spanish to work from high school, and I think I'm gonna do Duolingo and try to do that at least once a week before I head out. Okay, my next resolution is to curate a minimal, trendy style. So, like I was talking about, really focusing in on my style, less pieces, more great pieces. So then this next one has to do with a project that I'm not sharing about yet, but guys, I got the first little piece of it today in the mail that gives a hint, and holy cow, I was taken away. Like, it's so cool to actually see something you've been working on for a few months, like, actually take place or, like, be in, I don't know, to actually, like, exist. And so this project won't be released until this summer. I'll probably start talking about it this spring. But anyway, yeah, that was one of my goals, is related to that. My next resolution is to host 2 more events. One is already being planned for this summer. Yeah, that's exciting. More information on that will be coming. Next is to get A's and B's in college. That is my goal. Next one is to stay at a healthy weight. And I wrote down the weight I want to stay below, which I'm not going to mention just because, I don't know, I don't want you guys to compare yourselves to this because it may be more than what you want to weigh, less than what you want to weigh, whatever. But yeah, I have a weight that I want to stay under, or like a 10-pound range I want to stay in, I guess, because I think it's healthy for you to fluctuate weights as the year goes on. You hold on to weight when you're stressed, you release it when you're relaxed, that kind of thing. But yeah, like a 10-pound range I want to stay in. My next resolution is to travel to 2 new places in 2019. I also want to reach 200,000 plus subscribers. Yay. I also want to just feel more proud with my content. I have recently, just with the content I'm putting out, I want to make sure it looks great. It has quality. It's not just a bunch of random stuff I'm talking about on a video. Like, you actually get something from watching it, whether it's education, inspiration, a laugh, whatever it is. I just want you to get something from it. Same thing with my podcast, not just my videos. I also want to try to take at least 1 day a week where I cut back on social media. So maybe just check Instagram in the morning and night and like post to my story once. Cause I always try to have at least something up on my Instagram story. But maybe on those days, just post the one thing in the morning or night and then be done for the day. Cause I just think I need to really detox from that a little bit every now and then, just get my head out of the idea of like more and more, like I need to post more, I need to follow more people, I need to get more followers, that kind of mentality. Also, I want to have consistent podcast sponsors. I haven't had a sponsor for this podcast yet, and I've been doing it for a year and a half. I don't even know when I started this, goodness gracious, Hannah. I don't know, but I don't know why I didn't have podcast sponsors. It was kind of just more of a fun thing for me, but now that I'm putting more work into it, I want to be able to do more with it, get a better mic, all of that kind of stuff. So I think I'm going to try to reach out to some people that I already use their products, or I've done sponsorships with them in the past, and get frequent podcast sponsorships. And then my last resolution at the moment is to finish 5 new books. One of my resolutions for 2018 was to read more, and that just didn't happen. I would try to read before bed, but I end up just wanting to watch Netflix, and then I would try to want to do this, do that, but honestly, I just wasn't reading. And so what my goal I set for my winter break was to finish a whole book, and I almost am. I have like 50 pages left of the book I started reading at the beginning of winter break, and so I'm really proud of myself that I did that. In case you're wondering, what is it called? Oh, it's This Will Only Hurt a Little. Oh, I have it next to me. It's This Will Only Hurt a Little by Busy Phillips. My friends got it for me. My roommates got it for me for Christmas. I didn't really know what it was about. It just looked cool. And it's actually a memoir from Busy Phillips, who is an actress, a Hollywood actress. So it talked about her life and getting into the Hollywood scene. And I don't know, it's just really interesting to me. And she's funny. It's definitely not like my favorite book ever, but it's just interesting, and I'm proud of myself for reading it over break, so I'm gonna finish that and be proud, and then my goal is to read 5 more books in the new year, which probably doesn't seem like a lot, but I don't even know if I finished 1 book this past year. It's pretty bad. Anyway, I have finished books on Audible, and of course my school books, and then like some Kindle books that I read on my iPhone, like on planes, but I don't know, I don't count those. Like, I want to finish like a physical book. It's such a weird goal, but it's true. Okay, guys, even though this podcast is only at about 35 minutes, I'm gonna sign off because I hope I'm not keeping up anyone in my family. I hope they can't hear me just like chit-chatting away, because it is like 10 o'clock at night and my throat is starting to hurt and I just am tired now from talking for so long. So I hope you all can forgive me. Next time I'm really gonna try to make it past the 40 minute mark for a podcast. Like, we are gonna do it. But yeah, I love you guys so much. I hope you have a wonderful new year and get excited for tons of new content in 2019. Like I said, my dream and achieve it, a series, new projects, new events. I'm really trying, like, I just love working. But I also love relaxing and chilling, and that's why I allow myself to watch Netflix every night and yeah, just whatever. Anyway, I love this and I love my job and I love school and everything, and I just want to share that with you. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you so much for your support over 2018. Let me just get sappy for real quick and say thank you for supporting me and commenting on my Instagram, liking my photos, watching my videos, listening to this podcast. Like, even just by listening to this episode, especially listening this far in, you are helping me so much, and I want to thank you. So share that with me on Instagram stories, because I definitely want to personally thank you for your support in 2018. And like I am saying with my Dream and Achieve It series, just how you guys support me in my life through my content, I want to support you guys in all your dreams. So let me know the best way I can do that, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye. Actually, later this week, I guess, if I upload on Friday like I usually do with this podcast. Okay, bye.